Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is time now to check in with our special guest this morning, the Reverend Dr. Kevin Golden, pastor at Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. Good morning, Pastor Golden.
Good morning. Good to be with you, Andy.
It's good to have you on the air again today. How are things going over at Village Lutheran Church?
Things are very good. Like a lot of congregations, we're kind of in the calm between the Advent, Christmas seasons, and upcoming Lent. So it's a good time to be engaged in other good activities as time allows us.
Well, very good. I had never thought of Epiphany as a calm season, but I guess it is.
it's a busy season getting ready for the even busier season of Lent.
Now, I understand the Village Lutheran Lecture Series on Christianity and Culture. That series is going well, and you have another one coming up very soon.
That is very correct. We are having our next event 9 days from now, so that's Saturday, February the 7th, from 2 to 4 p.m. Our speaker this time will be the Reverend Dr. Al Schmidt, and his topic will be Christianity Once Turned the World Upside Down. Is it still true?
That's a loaded question.
It is. And so even the title there, Christianity Once Turned the World Upside Down, really harkens back to a great heritage of the church. If you go to Acts 17, Paul and Silas are in Thessalonica, and the opponents of the gospel, the big accusation they make against Paul and Silas is that, hey, these guys are turning the world upside down. That's literally what they say. And it's actually a pretty accurate thing, because that is what the gospel does. It turns things upside down. It sets the prisoners free. It takes all of our own sinful expectations and turns them on their head. And the church followed in that throughout our history as the church in following Christ to do that which is in accord with his word, which has always turned things upside down. So this is everything from the elevation of the status of women and children throughout various societies because of the gospel, and a host of other matters as well. You can even have so much of hospitals being formed and such. So this has been the great impact of the church on the world because of Christ. And Dr. Schmidt is not only an expert on that, having been our heritage, but in this lecture, he's going to be asking that big question, is it still true that, especially here in the Western church, in our own setting, do we still live up to that heritage, or do we feel a bit more comfortable kind of melding into the culture and being one with it rather than being, if you will, salt and light in the midst of the culture?
Now, tell us about Dr. Schmidt. He has been a guest here on some programs here at Worldwide KFUO, and I know a speaker at a number of events that we've been we've attended and done live broadcasts from. Dr. Alvin Schmidt, tell us about him.
Yeah, Dr. Schmidt, he has previously been on faculty both at Concordia University in Seward, Nebraska, one of our Concordias. Mm-hmm. Then also he taught at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. And then he ended up teaching at Illinois College in Jacksonville, Illinois, and that's from whence he retired. And now, hey, you were just speaking with representatives from Lutheran Senior Services. Well, Dr. Schmidt and his wife retired and live out there on the campus at Laclede Grove, so now he's a good St. Louis resident. His PhD is in sociology from the University of Nebraska, so that's his specific area of expertise, and so but he's also a great theologian of his own right and such. So he comes with a really great eye for detail. He's a great researcher to dig up all the evidence that's necessary to make his assertions.
I always challenge or question it when someone says a theologian or a scholar has retired, because they never really get to retire.
No. And that's been the great thing for Dr. Schmidt, is that his retirement has been quite prolific when it comes to writing books. So he has several books that have been published in various venues. Now, the one that really kind of funnels most directly into the topic for this lecture series is a book that is entitled How Christianity Changed the World. I believe that's published by Zondervan. And it was originally published under the title Under the Influence. And It was found that on college campuses, where this is being used as a textbook, the students just referred to it as the alcoholism book. So they ended up changing the title to How Christianity Changed the World. And I remember Dr. Schmidt told me recently it's now in has been translated into, I believe, half a dozen different languages. So it's being used around the world and is being constantly reprinted because it's being used so much.
Well, very good. And so the event, give us some of the details about the event, the lecture that's coming up.
Sure. Saturday, February the 7th, 2 to 4 p.m. here at Village. And it will, 2 to 4 is the time frame for the lecture itself. And there will be Q&A time at the tail end of that. So if people come with their questions, we'll be happy to have Dr. Schmidt answer those. Following the lecture at 4 o'clock, there's going to be a reception. I'll have some light food and such. But we'll also have Dr. Schmidt doing a book signing. So if you own one of his books and would like him to sign it, you'd be welcome to. We'll also have some of his books for sale if you want to buy one there and have him sign it. We'll have a small art showing from a member of our congregation, Peter Pranschke, who's quite a fine artist. And then we'll also have some music taking place at the same time. Seminarian Paul Flo will be playing his guitar and also singing for us. So it should be a fine time even after the lecture itself.
Very good. So music, art, all following the lecture, and just a reception, a nice chance to visit, and also, as you said, a book signing. All great stuff. It really does. I think that the title for this series really says it well, Village Lutheran Lectures on Christianity and Culture. You've got quite a bit there, music and art and the lecture.
Yes. Yeah. And the whole goal, is to look at how Christianity and culture intersect with one another, and that's certainly a very broad topic, but a very significant topic. I'd also let your listeners know if for by chance they can't make the lecture, which, by the way, it is free, no charge for admission, check out our website, villagelectures.com. And not only can you find there information about this event, you can see videos of our past speakers. Our past speakers have been Molly Ziegler-Hemingway and Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. So you'll see those videos. And within roughly 3 weeks, we'll have a video of this event also up. Just take a little bit of time for all the videographer to work his magic to make it nice and clean and such.
What a wonderful resource. What a great study piece for anyone, especially I'm thinking for students as well. This would be great for college students, graduate students. This would be very helpful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're glad to make it available. So check that out at villagelectures.com.
Villagelectures.com. Coming up Saturday, February 7th, 2 to 4 p.m., the lecture with Reverend Dr. Alvin J. Schmidt and Christianity, Once Turned the World Upside Down, Is It Still True? And followed by reception, book signing, acoustic guitarist and vocalist Paul Flo and the artist Peter Pranschke. Sounds like a fun time. You guys just have a lot of fun when you do this stuff, too, it sounds like.
We do. You know, there's a bit of work that goes into it, obviously, but it's all well worth it. And we end up having a great time, not only with the work preparing, but also, obviously, the event itself is a great time. If your listeners are not familiar with our location, we're right here in suburban St. Louis, 9237 Clayton Road. That's about a mile west of the Galleria on Clayton Road, if that's helpful for folk. So relatively easy to get to, and would love to have anybody and everybody join us on that date.
Very good. Anything else coming up at Village Lutheran Church in Ladue in the near future, or any ideas what we can look forward to in the coming lectures in the series?
Well, you know, we usually at each lecture announce when the next lecture is going to be, who it will be, when it will be, what the topic will be, and we kind of use that as a little excitement. Maybe I will spill the beans here a few days in advance, because I think some have already begun to learn, at least in our own congregation, that our next event will be in May. I can't remember the precise date. I believe it's another Saturday. I believe it's the 17th, but I'll have to look on the calendar to see if that's actually a Saturday. And we'll have Dr. Paul Meyer with us. His topic will be The Dirt on Christianity, Archaeology and the Bible. So he'll be taking a nice look with us at how archaeology, how that intersects with the Holy Scriptures, and of course I'm sure the listeners, many of them, most of them know Dr. Meyer very well, great scholar once again, and of course has great heritage with KFUO, his father, Walter A. Meyer, being the one who really helped get KFUO going along with the Lutheran Hour and such.
Very good, very good. And the topic, again, the dirt on Christianity, archaeology and the Bible, that sounds like much like what his novel, Skeleton in God's Closet.
Well, yeah, it definitely dovetails very nicely with that. And, you know, I talked with Dr. Meyer. We were figuring out what topic he was going to work on. And when we decided on archaeology in the Bible, I said, hey, how about we give it a little bit of an edgy title, calling it The Dirt on Christianity? And he said, that is fine as long as you include archaeology and the Bible as a subtitle, because he doesn't want anyone to think that he's one of these, popularized folk out there that like to just try to scandalize the church. Of course, we all know Dr. Meyer. That's not what he's about. He's one who's dedicated to the truth. And so he holds forth simply in this specific lecture on how archaeology dovetails so well with Holy Scripture.
Well, very good. Again, we can find out more about the upcoming event, the upcoming lecture that's coming up February 7th, Saturday, February 7th, on the website villagelectures.com. Is that correct?
That is correct, villagelectures.com.
Villagelectures.com. You can find out about that one coming up. By attending this event, you can get more information on the next one coming up in May as well. Always helpful and great knowledge imparted there, but also lots of fun, too, with the reception afterwards as well. Dr. Golden, I always enjoy chatting with you. Anything else to share with us as we wrap up our conversation today?
Just the Lord's blessings upon you and all your listeners.
Thank you very much. God's blessings, Pastor.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we're going to study with Pastor Carl Wenk from Grace Lutheran Church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We're going to get into 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Hope you can join us for that today. And we are continuing to celebrate our 90 days to celebrate 90 years this week. And so we'll hear throughout the day some more thank yous for those who are walking alongside with us and helping us tell that good news of Jesus Christ. So we'll hear from, I'm sure, from Mary later on today, maybe Joni as well. Stick around for more His Time coming up right after AP Radio News and the weather on Worldwide KFUO.